Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. And today we're going to talk about something that has been on my mind just because it's something that can really make a big shift for you, or it's something that can hurt you, hurt your business. And that's really this concept of flying with the eagles or walking with the chicken. And I'll get into it in a little bit. But as I am, like, I'm a huge fan of the NBA, and that's because my husband is a huge fan of the NBA, and this is recreational companionship, okay? So didn't watch any sports, but he does, and so now I do, right? Our team is Golden State. They're not doing so well this year, but we'll see. For now, they're still our team. But anyway, I was thinking of this concept, right? If somebody's a really, really good basketball player, either at the college level or in high school and stuff like that, one of their biggest aspirations is to get into the NBA. Now, there's part of it, like, it's my career and things like that. But the other thing is that is where I can develop the best, because that is where the best players are. So if you want to be the best, you go to where the best people are. And I talk about this concept of our inner circle and how it will make and break you. And as an entrepreneur, you really want to be thinking about that. Like, how do I put myself in these rooms where really successful entrepreneurs are? Because again, the best players, and entrepreneurship is a sport. It's an economic sport, but it's a sport. So how can I get myself into the room where the best entrepreneurs are? Like, where is the MBA? Now, of course, for me, when I look at it, the EntreMD Business School is the MBA, right? For physician entrepreneurs. And so when I think about, like, where would a really savvy entrepreneur who wants to be top of class be? Well, for me, that's the EntreMD Business School, right? But that's not really where I'm going to today. But the first thing is, yes, we want to get in with the best players. We want to get that inner circle. But what I want to talk about today is what to do when you're in that inner circle, okay? Now, when you think about a player getting in the NBA, so think about a player, is their first year in the league. And I mean, they were champions in high school and college and all of those things, but they come into a room that is filled with the best of the best. And so what that means is a lot of times they go from really, really, really good to, you're at the bottom of the food chain. And think about what that means, right? So they come into the league. They may have even been there 2 or 3 years, right? But their stats are on public display. When they quote unquote fail, they have a game that they didn't perform in. It is on public display. Like, they're failing, quote unquote, publicly. There are so many players that are so much better. And so think about what that must feel like for a second. So somebody was doing really good, so good that they got into the NBA, but now they're in the NBA and they're surrounded by all these superstars, people who are their heroes and their idols and all of those kind of things. And they don't quote unquote measure up. And this is something that can happen to entrepreneurs. So for instance, in the EntreMD Business School, there are doctors who have been in the school since the school first started in July of 2020. There are doctors who are absolutely crushing it. Some of them are veterans. Some of them just started crushing it from year one, whichever. And you see people who, like, we have doctors who have one started a direct specialty care practice and in 13 months got to the first million, or somebody who started an insurance-based practice, first year got to a million, or somebody who is a coach and is doing multiple six figures and they just started, right? And all of these things. And you see people who, you know, like for the doctors in EBS scale, now they're like completely crushing it. So that's a tier for the doctors who are at a million or dangerously close and quote unquote dangerously close and are still interested in hyper growth and raising their profit margins and building systems and building businesses that can work without them. That's the idea, because we're all going to leave our businesses one way or another someday. And so these are doctors who are like, I had the highest revenue I've had, and I went on 4 vacations, like 4 international vacations, all kinds of crazy stuff. And so in that environment, it can be intimidating. You can feel like I'm not doing anything. I don't measure up and all of those kind of things, right? And whether you're in the school or not, just think about it. When you find yourself in the right inner circle, right? You may feel like, wow, they're all rock stars except me. But this is the idea. As a savvy entrepreneur, you intentionally put yourself in rooms like that because there is a lot of discomfort, yes, but there's a lot of growth. There's a lot of growth potential. And if you are going to be the best of the best, you are going to be in the room with the best of the best, which means you will have the opportunity to be intimidated. You'll have the opportunity to, you'll really have to do some mindset work to be in a place where you're like, okay, I'm here. And there's so many people doing quote unquote so much better than me who are further along. And this is great, right? Imagine thinking this is great as opposed to this is awful. And that's this thing. So I talk about inspiration over intimidation because you have choices. You can decide to find yourself in that kind of room and decide this is awful, nothing's working, you want to walk away and things like that. But the best of the best don't do that. The best of the best basketball players fight to be in that room that is super intimidating, but they understand. So let's take a look at this, right? Because once you fall into the comparison trap and you choose intimidation over inspiration, it's done. You are in a room that has the capacity to change your life and your business forever, but you'll be done. Okay. And I don't want that to happen to anybody. So look at it. If I were a rookie in the NBA, well, I'm never going to be a rookie in the NBA. So for an NBA player who gets in their first year, when I listen to the interviews and all this, this is what they're trying to do. Okay. So number one, they're trying to use the better players to sharpen themselves. They understand being with better players is a gift. Being with entrepreneurs who are doing so much better than you, it is a gift. You can choose to see it as, oh, this is bad, I suck, and all of that. Or you can see it as a gift, right? Because iron sharpens iron, right? And so in that space, in that discomfort, there's so much opportunity for you to get better. So you can see it as a problem or you can see it as a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift, okay? The second thing is that player realizes I'm around people who are like literally, they're like literal vision boards. Like imagine, so depending on the time of the league, you get to play with Magic Johnson. You get to play with Stephen Curry. You get to play with LeBron James. You get to play with Michael Jordan. Like these are real life vision boards that you get to play with. You get to play with them. You get to see them. You get to experience them. And so you're not making up something on a vision board. Every day when you walk around, every game you go to play, you are encountering real life vision boards, examples of what is possible. So what? You built a business and you're trying to hit a goal and you didn't hit a goal. But around you are people who crossed the $100,000 mark, $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. People whose goal is, okay, this is the year that I cross into eight figures. That's the room you're in. These are vision boards, and these are people who are willing to talk about their numbers, willing to talk about the challenges they have along the way and all that. You can choose intimidation, or you can see it like the gift it is. It is a gift. These are vision boards. And there may be areas where they're really, you're strong. So maybe you did $1 million in revenue or you did $2 million in revenue, but you're really, what you need to work on is building your team. You're kind of like, I don't have that part figured out, but there's somebody else who's running their team. Like they have an A team and they're leading their team like bosses. And you're like, okay, that's a vision board. If they can do it, I can do it too. They're vision boards. Okay. The third thing that rookie would do is they would ask a lot of questions. Like, why would you waste all the rock stars that are around you? They would ask questions. What is your routine like? What are the challenges you face? How did you overcome them? They are asking questions. Why? The results they create are found in their stories, right? It's found in their stories. So you get to ask questions and see what they did. Stuff that other people don't have access to, but you have access. Why? You're in the same inner circle. They would ask a lot of questions. Now, people will say things like, I know this is a stupid question, but no such thing, really, right? Not really. So you want to put yourself in a position where you're curious and you're okay asking. And it doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. You're there to learn. The community is a gift to you, right? So that's number three. Number four, another thing the rookie would do is really observe, right? So someone like Kobe Bryant of blessed memory, he would go really early before everybody else is up, and he's doing his free throws and he's doing his three pointers and he's there, he's working, he's doing all the things. And there'll be people who will go in just to watch him. Like, he's great. He's a great player. How does he prepare? Because whatever you see on the court is not what he does to prepare. That's not what he does to prepare, right? Everything that creates the magic you see on the court is happening behind the scenes. So they observe. How does he handle challenges? How does he prepare? How does he react when a game doesn't go his way? How does he respond after he wins? After he wins, does he slow down? What does he do in summers when they're supposed to be off? What is his diet like? They're observing. Why? You get to see behind the scenes of greatness. And it's the stuff behind the scenes that creates everything that you see in front, right? And so the same thing with entrepreneurs, you observe. What do they do? They're preparing for a launch. What do they do? They're preparing to bring another team member on board. How do they onboard them? What is their morning routine like? What are their habits like? All of these things you get to observe. When they have a bad day, how do they handle it? So that's the fourth thing. The fifth thing is, you know, one of the things they won't do, I mean, a rookie won't do, is turn on their community, right? So you have your coaches, you have your mentors who are players who've gone ahead of you and all of those things. You're going to have challenging times. There's going to be times when your game doesn't work out as well. There's going to be all of those things. Everybody's going to have challenges, right? But the one thing you don't do is you don't turn on the people who are there to help you. Because they're there to help you. The people on your team are there to help you. The team of coaches are there to help you. And in the same way, when you go through challenging times, remember who is there to support you. Remember who is there to fight for you. When you're in the NBA, you lean on the community you have. You lean on what you have to get the result you want to see. It's okay to have challenges. It's okay sometimes to even be frustrated. But in that frustration, reach out to your community. Don't turn on your community. Don't turn, because they're there for you, right? And so these are some of the things that I think about, because when you're in a situation to be with the best of the best, you really want to take full advantage of it, right? And so what I want to leave you with is this. As you look at the next 12 months in your business, number one, I want you to find yourself in an inner circle that is like the equivalent of the NBA, right? Like, where are the best of the best? Where are they? Insert yourself there. And it doesn't have to be the EntreMD Business School. This is not a pitch for the EntreMD Business School. But if you've been thinking about it and you don't find another community that, you know, that you think is out there, come join us. Don't stall. Like, the best of the best, they end up in the room with the best of the best. That's just the way that it works, right? But the second thing is take full advantage of the community you find yourself in, whichever one that is. Choose on purpose inspiration over intimidation. Intimidation is a trap every single time. It will make you shrink back. It will make you turn on your community. It will make you decide, oh, this doesn't work for people like me. And all of that. Choose to be inspired instead. Choose to use the better, like the entrepreneurs who are further along, choose to use them to sharpen you. Choose to see them as vision boards. Ask questions. Observe what they do. Take full advantage. Own any room you're in, whether you are the best of the best or you're working on becoming the best of the best. It doesn't matter. If you are in the NBA, you are the best of the best. There will be people who are further along. That's okay. But that doesn't mean that you're not great. The people who seem to be further along, they are your gifts. Take full advantage of them. Okay. So I hope you take these things. It's a very simple concept, but being in the right rooms has changed everything for me. I show up there. I show up in rooms where I could be slightly intimidated because of the things that are happening there. I choose not to be, but I could be, right? But I choose to see them as vision boards. I choose to use them to sharpen me. I ask questions. I ask a lot of questions. I'm curious. And I observe a lot. I study a lot. I listen a lot. I watch a lot. Why? Because every single person in my community is giving me a masterclass, whether they know it or not. and you can show up in your communities the same way. So listen, this is the deal. For physicians, this is the best of times for us, but it will be the best of times if there's a big if there, if we prepare for it to be the best of times. And what that means is if we prepare to evolve, to become really good entrepreneurs, to learn how to consistently transition and become better and better versions of ourselves, it's up to us to do that. And I want to challenge you to do that. Okay, so share this episode with another doc in your world, and I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. If you enjoy listening to the EntreMD podcast, you have to check out the EntreMD Business School. It's the number one business school for physicians who want to build 6, 7, and multiple 7-figure businesses. You get the coaching, the accountability, and the community you need to do the work so you can thrive. To find out if this is your best next step, book a call with my team, EntreMD.com/call. That's EntreMD.com/call. I can't wait to celebrate all the wins we can create together.